Welcome to the
good stuff.
Hi there, everyone. This is Tom from the podcast that you're listening to. I'm here waiting for Sam Taunton, the other guy who's on this podcast, as well as Cameron James, who's already done an episode, but the audio was quite bad, so we've had him back. And I'm here and a bit bored in the studio where we record, and I've printed out two pieces of paper, but they're both the same, and I've put them on the chairs that Sam and Cam are going to sit on, and on them is printed "Reserved for someone funny." So when they walk in, they're going to see that, and they're going to feel a bit, you know, it's been a joke at their expense, hasn't there? And they might make a bit of a reaction. So I'm going to keep recording, and then hopefully record their reaction to this this classic gag that I've done here in my boredom. So that's what's going to kick off the episode, is us getting a sense of how the prank goes. Thanks for listening. Hi there, it's me again, just checking in. I've had to wait here for a few more minutes, and now I've realised that I could program different sounds on this soundboard that we use to podcast, and there's different, I think they're called pads, yeah, and they're all a different colour, and you can program different sounds to be played when you hit those different pads, and I've just found out that you can record audio and make, you know, audio play when you hit the pad. So I've recorded me saying, I thought that chair was reserved for someone funny. So at some point during the episode, I will hit that as well, and then hopefully that gets a bit of a laugh. So I suppose just know that that might happen throughout as well. So yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Because Cam walked up and was like, oh, yeah.
Here we go. Oh, wow. I'm just going to
piss. Yeah, down there it left. Hopefully there's a sign on that that also says reserved for someone funny. No, you go up, yeah, down there. This is good.
Me again. God, what a fail. Couldn't dream of less of a reaction, really. But, oh well. Enjoy the episode.
Can I ask, how are we looking audio-wise?
We're looking pretty good.
Looking pretty good?
We're looking here exactly the same way as we looked last time.
No, because critically, and I can't stress this enough, at the end of the last one, and thank you for coming back,
you didn't have to
at the end of the last one, what spooked me out is as I got closer to the computer, the waves got bigger.
That happens with my dick. The closer you get, the bigger the waves get. Yeah, the waves.
What's happening there is Cameron just heard the word
earthquake
big.
Of someone running away from the penis.
Don't
is what I'm going
look
with.
Into what I'm saying. Just like nod along or laugh.
Okay, so now that's your feedback for me. My feedback for you is if you'd like that reaction, maybe make what you say a bit funnier
and stuff. Okay. Well, I'm glad we've come to a compromise. And thanks for having me back. And I'm glad that the audio is going to be better because we got some feedback last time the content was good.
Yeah.
But the audio quality was subpar.
Are you talking about Gareth War on Twitter?
Yeah, Gareth War.
You asked, what did you think of my episode? And then 4 days later, he was like, pretty good.
Pretty good, but the audio quality was bad. Or something like
thinking,
that.
I reckon he re-listened to it over and over for 4 days.
That's
to
what I
really
thought.
Get the right vibe about it. Like, just he's putting it through, like, sound machines, like, really trying to break it down. And the end conclusion, not good enough.
The audio quality was bad, yeah.
Well, it was, and I think it was made worse.
He's going to love this episode.
Wanted to get in front of the issue and do a little bit of a record at the beginning of the episode to like apologize and like kind of acknowledge what had happened. But in doing so, because the sound quality on my apology was fantastic.
It sounded amazing. Really highlighted.
Really kind of brought out the problem.
And like, let's not even, obviously the audio quality was bad because it was just recording through your laptop, but let's also not discount the fact that the podcast ended very suddenly.
How did it end again?
It ended with all of us saying, is it recording through the microphone? Is it? Or is it just going through the laptop? And then Tom goes, yep, it's definitely, and then it cut off.
There was a few, at least 10 to 15 funny. Seconds of me going, oh, no.
But I think this is all an endearing kind of feature of this podcast.
Scrappy.
As I was telling Cam in the Uber on the way over here, 17 five-star reviews.
That's it. 17.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
I mean, only, that's unreal, isn't it?
And only like 15 of them are probably mates. We've probably got...
I don't think any of them would be mates. Yeah, although no, Cam did right. say, oh shit, I'll give it a quick five-star now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to do it later. Maybe at the end of the podcast.
Rate and review. That's what people say.
Yeah.
I don't want to go up the rankings.
You don't want to go up
no,
the rankings.
No, I like to be an underground sleeper.
Yeah, please.
Because you can say whatever you want down
and
here.
And we're not censored.
Yeah, you can say anything like... Like, okay, want me to say something controversial? All right.
Yeah,
okay.
You're not going to do it. I'm going to do it. You too. Because okay, this is the space to do it.
I'm going
to
do it.
Mm. Yeah.
And this is crazy. And maybe some people have already said shit like this online or whatever, but COVID-19, I think it fucking sucks.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't even know you should be saying that on our one, man. Because like,
I'm just worried about how it's going to, I don't know if there's been think pieces about this, but how it's going to affect the economy.
Can you
stuff
just
like
stop,
that.
Bro? Our chance of joining the Mamma Mia podcast network's gone now.
I'm just really, I think it's
famously
bullshit.
Famously pro-corona, the Mamma Mia.
I honestly hate Corona.
Mia Friedman is the face of Corona at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the mask of Corona. She's got a little mask
on. She's got a little mask here.
Yeah. Hate it. I think it sucks. And I'm really worried about how it's going to affect comedy. Like, when's comedy going
to... How do you feel, though, if I said to you, which I think is kind of indisputable, that Corona was done, like, God signed off on it?
Oh, well, then, yeah. Okay, it's great. Yeah, well, if God did it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I love God as well.
That's why most people
God
like
do,
it.
Why would God do it, though?
I don't think...
Population control.
This is how I think about
Thanos,
God.
Thanos, Endgame.
That's
Endgame,
one way that God
he was like, Australia's got 100 people too many at the moment.
Yeah, we didn't need much adjustment.
No.
He was like,
America had 90,000 too many.
Brutal. I see God more as just like a guy who is like the the person in a business who just you need sign off from, but you never really take them through exactly what is going on. They just have a bit of a look and then they sign off.
But he's also
and sometimes if they're tired, they barely look and they sign off on random shit. I think this is he saw it like, and then didn't quite.
Because he would be so busy with other stuff. Like he doesn't have time to go into every little detail.
It's not like he doesn't know about it. So he's been here. He fucked one of our girls back in the day.
Yeah, one of our girls.
2,000 years ago.
No, that was Adam.
He fucked Eve.
No, he fucked Mary. He came down here. He fucked Mary.
Oh, he did fuck Mary.
I was like, Cam, stop it.
No,
I didn't realize we
Adam did it.
Adam fucked Eve. That's undoubtable.
That's weird
because Steve.
That would have been the time to have sex with someone would have been like the first people because then God just
you're showing
God,
them everything
man, who, yeah whatever
you can but just like, thumb it in
he
and
let them live for like tens of thousands of years and then in the year zero I was like I want to fuck one
I'm gonna fuck one of them just one of them I want to see what it's like
he was like I'm just gonna wait for someone I actually like that was his
okay
and then
that's
Mary came along
you think like, Mary was charming as hell we just like the look of her growing
she would have
up.
Been so she
so nice blue robes white smock underneath beautiful auburn hair. She looks gorgeous. Porcelain skin, as I understand it. Incredibly white. White,
okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. He comes down, he says, oh, I gotta fuck this shit.
And how old was she?
17.
But also she was in denial about it. So he must have had one of those Men in Black kind of memory eraser things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God also invented.
Yeah.
So he just brought one of those.
But maybe because if it was his first time, he was that bad.
Oh, you're right.
She denied that. She was
he's
like,
a
oh,
minute
no,
man.
That's the excuse you were saying.
But,
but
time's irrelevant to me. So a minute is actually like ages.
You should see what I can do in a minute.
God would have so many excuses after being a dud root. Like, seriously, like there's so much space and time. Like in context, this is nothing. I mean, but it's also everything. Don't you think? Please don't tell anyone.
Of Mary being like, have you fucking done this before? What the fuck?
Hello, Big Bang.
I've
done it at least once.
I've watched everybody else do it every time.
For ages.
But I've never done it.
I have to see it because I am it.
Exactly.
And I hate it.
I am the cum. I am the guy. I am the lady.
Some of them I like being, but others I don't like being.
No. Some of them are crimes. And I have to watch.
I have to be it.
I signed up for this. I don't know who made me.
Apparently
have
I
control.
Made me. It's awful.
He's a conflicted dude.
No
hey.
Good.
Yeah,
talk about FOMO. Yeah. Imagine watching everything ever happen and just want to join in.
I know.
Yeah.
God, that's how I feel.
I feel
very restrained to only have had sex with one of them.
Yeah, but that's kind of like what the internet is, because it's like, it's a brief look at what God would experience.
So in this metaphor, you're God.
Well, shit.
We're all God.
The internet
online.
Has made us all God.
Dude, yeah. when you're in charge of your Facebook account, you are God for that world. You know, you're God, and then you're timeline is the world that you can shape. So that's what it's like. And you're like, oh, I want to get in. I want to be involved. I want to comment. I want to go see people.
I want to fuck some of these people.
It's like, what 17-year-old girls am I following?
And you know what the metaphor is to keep it going is like what when God was like, I want to be involved. When we want to be involved, that's an emoji. Because we're like, I want to be online as well. Like, it's me, but or maybe a Bitmoji.
Do you know
I'm in there.
Do you know the actual story of Mary getting... What happened?
How do I know it? Yeah, mate.
What's the most famous story?
I mean, yeah, I'm very familiar. I grew up very Catholic.
Her and God.
Yeah, how did they meet?
He came to her in a vision, and he came on her in that vision too. he appeared... No, she went to sleep. She woke up in the middle of the night. The angel Gabriel was floating above her bed. And
now, who's Gabriel in all this?
He's one of the best angels up there.
Mm. Okay, so he is a good guy.
He's great, dude. Really famous angel. And he...
The wingman angel.
He's got wings, halo,
they're
everything.
All wingmen.
Picture it.
Okay.
Like, just picture it.
But yeah, why wasn't it Cupid? Cupid
around then?
Maybe Cupid was like
small.
A Greek. I think Cupid was Greek. But it's Cupid
too
out
young.
Of this. Hooking up. What a baby. He's not a good wingman.
Too young and cute. You wouldn't want to fuck. If like a little baby came down and was like, you get to fuck someone soon. You'd be like, oh, I'm not in the mood.
Kind of reminding me what might happen if we do it. It's like, I don't want you. Are you going to stay? Asking Cupid.
I don't think you should be passing on this message. You're way too young.
Exactly.
You don't even know what it is.
Where's your mother?
And he's like, I don't know what it is. That's why I'm quite effective at hooking people up, because it's random. But I have a sense about it. I didn't get into this business for nothing.
It should have been Cupid, though, you're right. But Gabriel told her, guess what, honey?
You're
pregnant tonight. You're already pregnant.
Oh.
It's called an immaculate conception. God, in the Bible, God doesn't actually fuck her. She just wakes up pregnant to God.
But it's God's kid.
Yeah.
So
like,
and it's also God as well, because Jesus is God.
Mm. But she would have felt
and
something.
And then there's a third.
She came, yeah. It says in the Bible that she
that
does
she
come.
Comes, yeah.
Yeah.
It was important that she liked it.
And he wrote the Bible.
He was like, hugest orgasm.
There's different translations.
She had the hugest orgasm.
This is the Australian one.
The hugest orgasm. It was
a fucking
crazy orgasm. She was shaking and shit, bro. Like.
Yeah, he wrecked her. Yeah, and then she was pregnant from then on. And she was married to Joseph, as I'm sure you guys know.
Yeah. And it all worked out for the kid.
The kid worked, well, till he...
Well, that meant till he got... Till
he died
point.
Early, but
till
he made
point.
A fucking mark.
He certainly did. He certainly did. But he died at 33, so 1 year older than me, you know. Mm.
But back then, 33 would have been so old, right?
Oh, yeah.
That is funny.
Whereas now it's nothing.
No.
Nothing.
You're a kid. Yeah. You're barely getting started in the
industry.
That's
what I mean. And
yeah, right.
And though you might feel like, you know, you're moving past the kind of newcomer wave in the industry you're
I
in.
I still think I could be
you're not.
Best newcomer.
Oh, totally.
You're just, all you got to do is tick the box that you're a newcomer.
That's true.
That's all that
can
they
I
don't...
ask, is this why you recently, Cam, have added Jesus to your email signature? That's why. Just because of the age thing.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
Not because of some sort of maniacal delusions you've been having.
Well,
due to like
God, it's probably both,
of you changing
it?
Your diet.
If we're looking at it, it's probably both. I'm
both would be involved.
An egomaniac and I'm nearly God's age.
But I just happen to be a similar age.
Yeah.
Would you? So if you turn... So what was God, 34, 33?
He was 30. Jesus was 33 when he died.
If you died...
Next year. Yeah, I'd be stoked.
Good, because we've got something.
Okay, well, thanks for coming back to the
what's
podcast.
Your question? If
no,
I died
I
next
mean,
year.
What do you think your mark would be?
Oh, a couple of good podcasts.
You would live in the world of podcasts. I don't know if you remember the last podcast, but we were excited to have you because you were...
I'm a podcaster.
You're a podcaster.
And I've just started to accept that that is what I am. Between last time and now, I think I'm like, okay...
Did we give you
at the
push?
Moment? Maybe I am just a, that's what I am. I'm a podcaster.
We gave you the push you needed.
But the word, the word just wasn't used. You know, it's one. It's one of your
true.
Strings
yeah.
to your bow.
Yeah.
Like Cupid once. Don't get down about me. Sorry.
I have many strings to my bow.
Exactly.
Got a lot of views on lots of different things. That
but
I podcasts
will live forever. And
yeah.
Whatever else you
that
do,
would be my legacy.
I don't know what else you do, but whatever.
Yeah, stand up. But that's you know, a couple of clips. There's a couple of clips out there. Couple of sketches.
I just want to let you know that if you did die, I would make the biggest effort because to start a religion around you.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's the person who doesn't get credit because I think Jesus, I mean, I'm not too familiar. I also grew up Catholic, but I'm not too familiar
with
the Bible.
Of it.
basically, he is, you know, in his late 20s, becomes a very charismatic kind of like leader.
Oh, Jesus.
Like a thought.
Yeah, yeah, I know all about that. I just didn't know about the sex bit, totally. About how she got pregnant. That's the only bit I missed.
But he's like, you know, just this inspirational guy, must have been extremely charismatic and like convinced people basically that there was something like magical going on, convinced people.
Totally.
But like he didn't start Christianity. He was just like this inspiring guy. And then so kind of who is to blame or, you know, or is to be, you know, thanked for the religion that kind of was born out of Jesus, Christianity, is the guy after he died that was like, oh, got started on the legacy, started being Jesus up. That's really, that's the real Jesus.
Well, it wasn't, you know what I mean? Wasn't the Bible, I mean, the Bible was written like nearly 1,000 years later.
Oh, I don't think 1,000,
but it was collections of stories and stuff that were floating around.
Totally.
An editor was like, let's put all these stories down.
You know?
Yeah. Well, they were just told for a long time, weren't they? It was the oral tradition.
There was one guy that did it, and I'm going
to
be that
the first person who went, the first person to tell the story.
He was pretty sick. Exactly.
Dude, I saw the guy walk on water. For real.
As if the story... Like, it's so crazy
it's
when you say it now.
It's just exaggerating.
It got so exaggerated.
It's just Chinese whispers into
a
religion.
Yeah. He threw a stone once next to a lake and it bounced a bit.
Yeah.
And then that story
became... He can skim stones off water really good.
And then that became the best one at
it. He walked on water. That's how it happened. He became the stone in the story.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Well, that's the thing. Everything is a metaphor backwards. When like the crazy stories, and if you challenge them, people will say that they're just metaphors. But it's weird to think that the crazy stories were kind of born out of metaphors to begin with. People were probably saying, "Oh, he walked on water because he's so good at skipping stones." But
then it just becomes literal.
It becomes literal, and then it goes back later. Everyone's like, "No," and they're like, "It's a metaphor." For what? How good is it skipping stones?
It's a parable.
Dude, you should start this religion. You'll be able to argue every
the
point.
Can
on
the Cam
James. Well, I don't know what you can
he's
say.
He's got to die first, though.
Yeah. Mm. Which could, you know, to be fair, if we look at it in the history of my family, likely to happen that I could die at some point because...
At some point.
Yeah, because...
That's crazy too, man. The rest of my family all die as well.
So far, a bunch of people in my family have. A bunch of people have, like my grandfather did and his father. A bunch of people have died
and
in my family.
And then his father died as well?
Yeah, yeah, a bunch of them.
Shit, man.
And then you're like, his father? Like, actually, no.
He's still around.
Is that hard knowing that you might die as well?
It's really put the countdown on, because I'm like, I've got to leave my mark. I've got a podcast. I've got to get my message out there.
It's a bit of a countdown, isn't it, when you start thinking that way?
Oh, God. I went to a funeral today. Yeah. I was telling you guys earlier.
Totally.
Over Zoom, essentially.
Absolutely insane.
It's Taunce's housemate asked me if I put a suit on.
Which I didn't shouldn't have laughed, but I thought it was a funny joke. But in hindsight, it's a legit question.
I was just wearing a polo. I'd exercised. I sat down in my exercise clothes.
Putting out video?
Well, that's what I started to worry about. So I sat down, I set up the computer, and then about 5 minutes before it was going to start, I was like, what if it is a video? And what if, like, it's like Zoom and you can see everyone who's watching.
Was it Zoom or not Zoom?
It was like a separate website called Funeral Suite.
They just do funerals.
And it's like streaming funeral service.
Wow.
And so I quickly ran and put on a black t-shirt just out of respect. And,
just a T, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, just a T. And then when it came on, it wasn't video. It wasn't like Zoom really at all. No comments either. Couldn't get any gags.
Do you think that
commenting on it, it's mid-funeral. Absolutely. Oh, was there someone administering the funeral? Like
it was it was in a chapel and there was maybe 10, 15 people there.
Oh,
and
so it was, okay.
it was a real funeral. But there's two or three cameras set up and it was kind of...
Yeah, they wouldn't have been able to see you then.
Yeah, they couldn't see us. No way.
Imagine someone closer who's been invited.
But
goes to the bathroom, sees the screen, is like, who's that guy who didn't wear it? He's just wearing a polo. Can we kick him out?
Block him from the Zoom.
What? No.
But you know what was weird is like about? Just before it was about to start, I was a bit early and I was like, what do I do? I'm just sitting here. So I just started like doing chores around the house until it started. That was a really weird feeling.
Totally.
I was just washing up my plate from lunch.
Did you check your phone at all, Drew?
Yeah. Well, there was a few of us at work who were in a thread and we were talking throughout it. Jeez, we weren't there.
That is disrespectful.
Well, I was thinking this is incredibly... I would never do this if we were there.
Yeah, but you're already on Zoom.
But you're not there.
But the fact that we're not there but we're watching and this is a way of us being together is being able to like comment on it and stuff. And also like recognizing people in the crowd from the camera. No. Being like, that's Jess. Oh, fuck. Jess is there.
Jess is
like
crazy.
That. How did she get the invite?
Because she's in the tent.
Yeah, because
people
we
are
all...
so starved for, of affection.
Like, yeah. Okay. There was a few people there. And I was like, how come I wasn't there? But also, it's an honor to be here on the Zoom.
But do you know how you don't, like, you actually have to get the invite to the Zoom? Like, you don't normally invite people to a funeral. You know what I mean? Like, there a message goes out and then people pass it around. But did you have to get, like, a Zoom code?
Where was like,
there's a code that's going around at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, it was really nice and really interesting, but very strange to just be in your living room by yourself and, like, on my phone. And the whole time, the group chat that I'm in with you guys was popping off.
What
so a lot of notifications.
Well, I...
We're coming
up. At
some
point, I realised, oh no, Cam is not only at a funeral, really, but he's at a funeral in a way where he could check his phone.
Where he's not.
And shouldn't.
He's
and
not.
I don't want to be part of it if he does.
Well, he's not at a funeral. That's just
no,
a wrong term.
He
he's watching a funeral.
Totally, but like it's
but I was
it's
present.
Live and he's, you know, he's you know, if he was watching one from last week, that would be different to like, yeah, being present in my
ESPN's top 25.
It's like Netflix.
Funerals.
Yeah, if you're watching someone's funeral from last week, you can text, you can jump on the phone. Not that you can't either.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like probably a good place to be of like talking to other people.
Totally.
Because I mean,
you guys were popping up
a
lot in the
other group chat.
A few times I accidentally clicked on your pop up and then I was like, I've got to mute this chat.
You've got to get out. It's so disrespectful.
Because it was just like bullshit, whatever the fuck you were talking about.
It was probably quite easy.
Whatever it was, I can guarantee it wasn't as important as the funeral that was happening exactly at that time.
If I had to guess, it was probably low level bullying / gossip about some other comedian. Which is important.
It is important. That's our way of connecting, and it's important to get through this crazy fucking time.
Yes. We started this behavior at the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic.
We never
to deal with our mental
it.
As men, we struggle with
we will,
mental health stuff.
We will get rid of it
we
as
need
soon
to
as we go back.
Identify people who we perceive to be worse than us and criticize them.
But then you guys called me out for...
You were tweeting.
For tweeting
you
immediately
tweeting.
After the funeral.
Well, it wasn't because at this point...
You
weren't
tweeting like, I went to a funeral, so moving. You were just replying to someone else.
So I was hitting you up about, like, I was just wondering when we were going to do this.
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to... I wanted to have a time set for Cam, so... Without bothering him because I knew he was at a funeral.
Yeah.
So I messaged Taunton like, oh, does like 6:30 work for you or whatever? And he was like, yeah, it's fine. And then at around that time where I had thought of that and kind of made efforts to like not bother you
not
during it, I then go to Twitter and you tweeted something like 2 minutes before that.
Yeah. Someone had tweeted, are they still using Tom Hanks's blood to cure COVID? And I replied, I don't know, but I'd like to use his ejaculate to cure my thirst.
I just don't know if you were in the mindset in the when you were in the funeral. You wouldn't walk out of a funeral IRL and then be like, oh, shit, I'll tweet
Well, because
that.
You'd be with people, you know. I'd be walking out of the funeral. I'm with friends. We're still upset about it. I got out of the Zoom. It was very emotional. It was a very emotional time. Opened up Twitter, saw a tweet, thought instinctively of a funny, disgusting reply.
Which, to be honest, is pretty funny.
And that was my way of kind of coping.
You actually can't turn it off.
Yeah.
People do.
Dude, you're like
Robin
Williams.
As a comic, yeah. As a comic, I can't turn it off.
Oh my God.
Like Robin Williams.
You're like Robin Williams.
Well, I hope I go out the same way.
We all do.
Next year.
Next year. How
you can
go?
Make that happen, dude.
Yeah. No, I know how he does.
I want to talk because then you jumped in, then you had to go to the wake, which is a whole nother different thing on Zoom.
Yes. That was on a Zoom and that was just with my work colleagues.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay.
So yeah. It wasn't with the family and friends. It was just our work.
That's good.
It was a colleague of ours passed away. And so we were all telling stories and stuff, and that was way less pressure. I could see people for a start. I still had my black tee on.
Of course, yeah.
I chucked on a puffer jacket.
Oh, no.
You know, make it look...
Like a jacket. But you were working out before the funeral, did you say to me?
Is that true? Yeah.
You might not have mentioned that.
I did mention the hours. I made sure to mention
Yeah, great. And then you put it, was it like a tight black tee?
Came up.
Like... So people being like, it's a sexy guy watching this funeral.
So I had black tee, puffer jacket... kettlebells and dumbbells still visible in
the background. In the background. Yeah, great. Nice.
Yeah. Resistance band kind of draped over one shoulder.
Yeah. And maybe at times you could even just be like chatting and just pulling.
And stretching. Yeah. Lifting up ginormous water bottle. It's 2.5 liters.
It's too big.
Chugging from it.
You're like, aware you of the bucket? Screen why isn't you got a bucket of water.
That is one of the most pathetic things in general, not even on Zoom. If someone shows up to a funeral kind of trying to look hot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it's almost would evoke disgrace from the
Yeah, it's not about you. It's Get not about you.
Here. Whatever.
It is about you a bit.
It is a little bit.
Because it's about your relationship with the person and how you grieve.
Well, that's the interesting thing about it. Because I think when you
which is why it's okay to put the tight shirt on and the puffer jacket.
Well, it's okay to do anything. I think people do handle grief differently, but it is a bit of a different thing to be, like watching it as opposed to being there, because it's quite like a physical, it's like an experience around a place. That's kind of the point of it. So to be zoomed in. And it's like this weird, like the vibe of the technology is like almost like from The Office or something.
Oh,
like a bit of a laggy kind of bad software. Oh, God. But combined with something so solemn.
Did I tell you about how when we received word of their passing, which was so sad. That was over Zoom because everyone in my workplace is working remotely. And as our manager was giving the news, his internet froze and glitched.
Shouldn't
at the exact moment that he was like, I have some very sad news.
Did you miss it?
Everyone missed it. And then people started yelling at him over the Zoom, being like, your internet! Your internet's fucking up. Your internet.
Oh, my God.
You need to get off the Wi-Fi. Go on data and stuff like that. Just yelling at it. It was the most cringe thing ever. But also, in a way, I was kind of like, this will make a hell of a scene one day in a sitcom.
Oh, you put it in the bank.
Yeah. You pop that in the bank.
That's what you're doing. You're trying to make your mark. You're looking for anything you can.
You got to pop that in the bank.
Pop. When that happens, you can't let it drift by.
But it was pretty grim. One of the worst instances of a Zoom meeting I've ever been in.
Yeah.
For sure.
But the funeral, you said it was still quite emotional.
It was.
It still felt funerally. Okay. Well, that's good though, I think.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. It's really hard not to be emotional when you're watching that. But God, I mean, I don't want to do another one again, another stream one. It's a pretty
Who
weird
would want
feeling.
To do another one again?
Like I'd rather be there live.
Of course, yeah.
I miss live.
Live funerals.
Events, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Wasn't this chair reserved for someone funny?
The worst part is...
When did you learn?
You went quiet you about a minute and a half ago, and I kept glancing at you and thinking, he's got something up his sleeve.
Where did you learn to do that?
I was here before
it's
you guys.
It's not fair that you bought that in.
Started clicking around the machine. Found out about some new functionality. So
what else have you got on there?
Tom's arm went up to hit a button and I was like, what is happening right now?
I saw a look change. Something changed in your face where I was like, something's going to happen any minute now.
A devilish little boy. Arms up. Bang.
Oh my God, Cam, really?
People won't even know that you pressed a button to do
no,
that.
No, they think it's edited in.
I told them.
You've told who?
I've recorded like a pre thing to them.
You've got to not in. You're not allowed to edit anymore. Give me a go at editing.
Wait a second. You did a pre roll for this? You where you're like, hey, by the way, I've loaded in some fucking killer lines.
Fuck, you're corrupting the podcast.
Fucking
dude, we've got a formula
fucking
at the moment.
Loser.
Sam, what the fuck?
So this is like coming to a conversation late and you've already told everyone else in the group, wait till you see the prank I'm going to play on these
fucking guys. Dude, we've got 17 five-star reviews at the moment.
To be fair,
you just lost one.
The reason that I did the thing is because I was like, oh, well, I'll print these things out and it'll be funny and then like have your reactions to it. But you walked in and you're like, huh. And then you went to the bathroom.
Yeah, well, did you explain what you printed out?
Yeah.
You explained that in the podcast.
What does your one say,
How long did you do before the podcast started?
I just said that I printed those out and we'll see their reactions.
So, yeah.
What
does yours say? Mine says reserved for someone funny. What does yours say?
Mine says, Oh, same thing.
Reserve. Wait a second. On the other side, there's a...
You couldn't
God,
even...
God, there's a suicide note.
Yeah, it says...
and I, apparently I've Cashman. Written it. It's signed by me. Holy shit.
Yeah. I was joking. We're not recording at all.
Well, this has been great to get pranked by the original prankster himself.
Oh, it's not yeah. even a...
How much did you... Much of a prank. Did you think about that this today? Or was this a spur of the moment?
And tell us about your process when it comes to, like, thinking of pranks.
All pranks, because, you, yeah, you do a bit of pranking.
You're kind of known as the prankster
and
of the group.
And you do long-term pranks.
And what's your, like, how do you? I how did you get started early. In the prank
I,
game?
I had nothing to
so
do.
So being started. Early is the key
being
to
early,
being a prankster.
I think, because then I'm like, you know what it is? And I think it's actually, maybe it goes back to the mindset that you were talking about before, about, like, thinking of a joke after being in quite a sad environment.
Mm.
I was here, I'd set up, and now I'm just waiting. So like yeah. that's annoying.
Yeah, but I mean, whoop, who cares if it's annoying?
No. But I'm not black. But it's like you're just like bored, and then you're like, no, turn this into a positive thing. What do early people
What's
get to do?
Pranks,
set no. exactly.
Set traps or pranks.
Exactly. What do you could
now?
What
do you, I'm back.
Or alternatively, you could work on bettering yourself, maybe, instead
yeah,
of trying
you
to
could
bring
meditate.
Us down.
Yeah, you
meditate.
Here, I'm doing yoga.
Yeah, I mean, I would be like, that's better Can than. Oh, yeah, I'll have some wine as
Thank
well.
You very
Thank
much.
You.
We're drinking white wine, by the way. Unless it's piss and this is another prank.
I remember.
No
I
went, button for that? Come on. Yeah. Surely you got to.
Sam, what the fuck?
How many did you load?
How many? Because I'm pressing the button.
No,
Wasn't this chair reserved for someone
you've
funny?
Got else. No, I've got one more, but I want to use it later.
Oh God. All right. Maybe
can we stop and go and listen to the intro now?
No, it's just me saying something about the. It's not a big deal. It was just me saying the thing about the piece of paper.
Hey, and, Gareth Waugh, if you're listening right now, I reckon that. Mm. That whole prank exchange, I reckon that bumped us up a little bit.
Mm.
The audio content, I mean, the technology, the sound is great.
Yes,
but
totally.
I reckon...
Oh, in terms of quality of like...
It sounds great.
And like using the equipment to the best of our abilities.
Totally. But I reckon you got to say, like, Gareth, if you're listening, this has been pretty good. We got some funny stuff in there. We got some serious
Who's
stuff.
He saying
we got
this
the pranks.
To?
I'm just telling Gareth that I just would appreciate a tweet or something like in a week's time.
Right.
Maybe not a tweet, maybe an email or something. A real in-depth review
yeah.
of the sound quality.
I think it's been pretty good.
So Gareth is a comedian from Scotland who's
Edinburgh.
Yeah, that's in Scotland.
Mm, yeah, I was just narrowing it
oh,
down.
Oh, right. right. At the tone of correcting me. Yeah, because maybe I think I brought in some of my... I almost said Ireland. But then said Scotland.
Oh,
so then
yeah,
I was,
yeah, yeah.
So I was like worried about.
You'd be in so much yeah. trouble.
Oh, people would hate you.
Oh, my God. They
I didn't almost say Ireland, but like I was aware that they'd that people don't like that. You know what I mean?
Mm.
When you go yeah, into yeah, territory yeah. and you kind of, you know, you're on kind of.
Still similar-y type people.
What, Ireland? I mean, as far as we're concerned, yes.
Yes.
And that's why they hate
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I was like, we can't really tell.
Yeah.
And they get
they
that
fucking
vibe from
hate
people.
It. Yeah, 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 totally.
And they're like, we're so different. And you
You're
have
like,
to be
oh,
like, oh,
really?
Yeah, the histories.
Yeah.
It's oh, so yeah. Different. One, you, so the accents, one's like, oh, and the other one's like, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So,
and they're
yeah,
like, yeah, totally.
Sort
and then
of
you go,
similar, though.
Totally.
Castles in both places.
Castles, love a drink.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Rolling hills.
Totally.
Like,
yeah.
Like old school medieval shit.
If I got blindfolded and dropped in either Northern Scotland or Ireland and they took the blindfold off, I couldn't tell you which one I was in. Just based on the landscape and initial look at the people.
And you're normally, you could be dropped in any country.
And I can tell where I am based on
famously,
my other
famously,
senses.
Yeah, yeah,
smell,
yeah.
Sound, feel. I'm very
feel.
Tactile.
Yeah.
I'll grab the local, the nearest woman and just feel.
Be like, oh yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. We're in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just on the feel.
Based on feel alone. Give me the closest woman and I'll tell you what country I'm in.
I think you wouldn't be able to tell if you woke up unconscious in a country, because if you did, it would be in circumstances where you're in some fucking guy's basement and like
no.
you're locked up.
Or if Cameron is some kind of like Jason Bourne style character.
He's not a Jason Bourne.
It's part of a show. It's part of a game show or something where they blindfold me
and
take me and I have to guess where I am based on the feel of the nearest woman.
So you land at 20 women, blindfold off.
Yeah.
You quickly grab a few, and then some kind of host, Ryan Seacrest
type, need a bunch.
I mean, and what's your answer?
Or it'd be Osher. Ideally, it's Osher in my pitch.
Okay.
And Osher goes, feel around, and there's a countdown timer.
It's a do,
yeah, from 60 seconds.
You're sweating.
This is the difference between me as a viewer and the host. The host, Andrew G. Me at home, Andrew Jesus Christ. This show is full on.
It is full on. In fact, I think that's what we call the show.
It's full on.
Cameron James is full on. And like lock it in and you're like Italy. And you're like ba-bow.
Greece. And I go, ah, close though, right?
Yeah. And you know, but the best part about the show is you get another go in the next. All right, let's try another country.
Can I say a joke that I've thought of before but then never said?
Oh, this is the best when people do this. It's never bad.
Oh, this is not a stand-up. This is back to something else.
It's always natural and cool.
Ages ago. No, I think it's like got in a joke format, so it kind of is
okay,
fine,
great.
I think. Okay. So the opposite of one of our favourite Australian radio hosts is a tradie who doesn't have an iPhone. Amish and Handy.
Oh,
yeah.
Hang on.
Wasn't this chair reserved for someone funny?
It's actually awesome.
Yeah, it is actually awesome.
It's not bad, and I am very impressed that you remembered what button it was.
Oh,
there's eight buttons there.
Well, I told you I'm very tactile. I know my way around with my hands.
Put me in Serbia and see what I can do. Straight back to that. You want it to happen? You think one of us has the power to make it happen?
No TV people. I've got this idea.
We're joking around, but like it started with one woman, now three. It's
Cameron, every pilot season we turn this idea down. You come back every year. You've changed the name, but it's the same pitch.
His dad used to work there. They're humouring him. Yeah. They give him a meeting every
first
year.
First time around, it was called Touchy Feely. And we said no then.
Yeah.
And now you've lost it. Now it's just called Put Me in Another Country and Let Me Feel
let
a Woman's
Let Me Feel
tits.
Some titties.
You know who else films things around the world? Amish and Andy.
Oh, that's better, though, I think. That was in the flow of
that
it.
Was yeah, the yeah, flow yeah. of it.
It was more natural that time, for sure.
I apologize.
Anyway, so Gareth Waugh is not Irish. He's Scottish. Lives in Edinburgh. Totally.
But I think we could be in a situation where he, because he's a mate of ours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He could have just been, and basically to the listener, he did a tweet to this comedian friend of ours saying that the podcast was good and recommended listening to it. And then
he's probably one of
Cam
our
got
17
into a,
stars.
Maybe, but Cam got into a thing with him asking if his episode was good and now wants him to tweet about this one. Yeah. It's like, maybe he was just being a nice friend and isn't like this huge
No,
fan.
He's put himself out there as a reviewer. And as I stated last time, I respect reviewers.
You're a viewer at heart?
You didn't need to mention it at all. Like, you're just, what, you just like walked out of another funeral or something and you're like, I'm ready to go. I've got to tweet something. Gareth, bang, I'm in.
Every now and then I get a bit reply and I think I'm going to jump in there and have a few replies with some people and
Can I
try
say,
to kick shit off.
I think that people get pretty anti-replies these days because
yeah.
particularly like you don't want to be replying to, I think you tweeted about this recently, you don't want to be replying to on any social media platform women too much as a man, comes off a bit leery, obviously. It,
especially
like,
if you're trying to punch up their joke or something, if you do an alternate version of their joke.
And you're calling them sweetheart and tush. And
tush.
Oh, come on, tush.
To be honest, I think in a Twitter context, that would be ironic. That would be so bad that you could...
No, I do it on Instagram on kind of like thotty shots. Right. I'm like, love that, sweetheart.
And you think that no one else sees that in their face?
No, they don't. That's the thing. When you comment, it's only you that can
Sam,
see it.
Sam, everyone can see the comments.
Dude, they can't.
And they can see who liked it too.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Fuck, what?
You're in trouble. You keep commenting tush on my stuff.
I didn't know you could see that. It's fine, though. You got a nice tush.
Thanks, man. I thank you.
Well, I did tush and then an emoji.
You were the sexy lady.
I was imagining
the story, as I do with any story my friends tell me. I put my mind's eye to work and I imagine it in beautiful 3D. And it was you.
It was me all along. That's Shyamalan right there.
And explain to me why I'm so horny. I don't understand. But my point is that the standard approach now is not to not comment too much. Getting into arguments on the internet is a bit like... of an old thing, like who can be bothered? You know, if you start getting annoyed by people that disagree with you,
people
you'll never
still
be
out
done.
There disagreeing on the internet.
But my point is, it's get in there sometimes. It's
sometimes
fine.
It's good.
And
for
if
sure.
you don't at all, it's like, what the point
what's the point of the internet?
Yeah. Well, it's a bit of fun, like a reply thread. Yeah. It's actually some of the most fun you can ever have.
Oh, exactly.
I feel like the group, like chatting in groups has probably taken away from what people might used to have done on a big kind of comment board or something. But it's nice to go back to kind of the old school sometimes.
Totally. On Facebook, someone nostalgia. Says something a bit, just chuck a comment being like, what the fuck do you mean?
You're like, you suck or whatever.
Exactly.
You suck or whatever. You suck. Just a suggestion I'll throw out there. Feel free to use that one if you want.
You suck or whatever.
Or whatever.
Oh, man. I used to get in so many arguments on Facebook and Twitter like 5 or 6 years ago with anyone. Mm. Like, I just really put out a lot of my frustrations on someone, even if I didn't care. Like, someone would tweet, like, The Matrix is not a good movie. And I'd be like, yes, it is.
Mm. Right.
Like, why? I don't know why. I just wanted to argue and I was getting it out there.
Like, that you were in your early 20s or whatever, Tom, you were quite an annoying person at parties. This is what you've told me.
Totally.
That you were like the one that would like.
In confidence, yep. yep. Yep, we're on the same page, yep.
Yeah. That you would argue about leftist political ideas at like parties.
Definitely when I was like 18 and like we'd go to more 18 parties.
18 through to like around a year ago.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like yesterday? No, now I think it's not like I never argue with anyone, but like I think then I suppose I'd be at more parties with like a classic, at least in my mind at the time, classic private school guy who would actually be like espousing conservative ideals at a party, which would also be rare. Part of the lack of arguing is just I just don't encounter those people anymore, really. And if you did, you're like, oh, it's almost like more of a novelty.
Mm.
But at the time, if it's like you're seeing them a bunch, it's like pretty, and you're just young. And
you're excited. And you've just learned, in the scheme of your life, you've just learned all this information.
Yeah.
Totally. Like, but can I say that's not the motivation. The motivation is this guy is wrong.
You're going to own this guy.
And he's a bit of evil.
You're going to wreck this dude.
His dad's told him these ideas, and I need to change his mind now.
Shit.
And at the end of this, he's going to go, and like his life before this point and this the time of his life after is going to be very different.
So he's going to look back at that moment when it changed and he got put on the right path.
Totally. And then really though, when he looks back at the time, what he thinks is cunt.
Yeah. Like did you ever? You never change anyone's mind.
No.
You can't. It's impossible to change anyone's mind.
It's not impossible. I think that the way you can do it is with friends, slowly. Kind
sure,
of,
like, yeah. But they need to be empathetic as well. Like, it's got to be.
Very empathetic, you can do it. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's got to be like a combination of the right factors. Like, when people say, you know, like satire can change the world or a comedian can change the world through their political
things.
Like,
I'm like, no, they can't.
Yeah, or like he's a really hot or he's got a thick dick or whatever. I just don't think you can. Unless the people coming are also open-minded as well.
But
which
I
is like
just
rare.
Think, like, what if you're wrong? Like, you could be in the wrong.
Yeah, no, see, that was never something I worried about.
Ideology. There is no right and wrong. Right?
I mean, totally. But it's like, then why would you bother to argue? I mean, like.
Because it's fun, I guess.
But also, and I mean, I get argue. Into this argument a bunch, ironically, but I think that there is kind of good and bad, particularly around like political stuff. And like almost half of the people, their brains seem to be a bit more conservative and half the people seem to be a bit more kind of liberal or whatever. And there's like a fight going on, which is kind of all a bit irrelevant. But like if you can do a little bit to further one side,
totally.
There could actually be an impact on humanity that is a bit. But then if you're thinking of yourself as doing that work when you're arguing with people at parties.
I mean,
it's never going to happen.
At a party, you could like change one little maybe one little part of
with
someone's
a new idea.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe you could be like, you could convince someone maybe to, I mean, whatever. Like
a classic one that I have been involved in, I think, is when people go, oh, you must be like this freedom of speech stuff. You can't say anything anymore. And you go like, yeah, man, like totally. There's a bit more like, you know, rules around that these days. And then you go, oh, but also, you know.
So you like sort of agree with them a bit, but then you
agree a bit, and then you go.
And you know what? They hate that.
Yeah. And they go,
they
fucking
hate that.
Cuck.
Because I got into an argument with someone recently where I was agreeing with them a little bit and then also arguing my point, and they hated that.
What was your point?
Because you were doing it better.
I think it's because they hate empathy. They want it to be like a clear-cut I'm right, thing. You're wrong.
Well,
sort
if
of
they're
thing,
coming
they
in
don't
with
want
the
any
energy of like argument. Yeah. Some people are there just for that sport,
yeah.
And they've got you in the camp of like SJW, and they in their mind, kind of like me when I was 18, enjoying the idea of SJW versus alt-right, and like they.
Yeah.
Get to involve themselves in that. Whereas if you're just trying to actually change their mind, they're like, oh, this is a game to me. I don't believe anything.
You know what I've noticed is fun is like if you argue with someone on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, slipping emojis in always lightens the mood.
I thought you were going to be like...
I was doing it last night. Some guy was tweeting like defund the ABC or whatever the fuck. And I was
and
replying
what side were
to
you
him.
On?
I was saying don't defund it.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
But I was replying to him and I was like slipping in little winky emojis and stuff like and little smiles and stuff. And over the course of the exchange, he started getting lighter as well and started like kind of playing back a little bit.
Well, the old one used to be on like a Facebook comment board. Two people would be going back and forth. And in true cuck fashion, just liking each other's comment. As
oh, that's
arguing.
The worst. Oh, yeah, I hate that.
It's like, come on, pick a side, you know?
You've got to be a bit... I remember being 18. Now I'm thinking about it. I think my girlfriend at the time, it was at a dinner with her and then her friend and then her friend's boyfriend and the boyfriend's other friend. And I was stuck with these two blokes.
I'm out now. So whose friend?
So two girls and two guys.
Hang on. Whose friend?
So you had a girlfriend. That's the bit I'm kind of lost.
Yeah, go back to that.
That's the most important bit.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like, picture me, right?
All right, and you're...
And picture some hottie next to me.
How old are you at this point?
Who loves me? 19.
So your girlfriend at the time is 19, 18?
Yeah.
And what country are you in? Could you send Cam in to work it out?
And I'm so hang on. I'm picturing like
he popped in. He needs to kind of.
Were you older or younger than your girlfriend?
This is me now. You're bitching. Like I think that this idea definitely needs to take place outside of Australia.
I think
the guess the country feel the women game
exactly
needs to be like a random. You can't
it's
just
in
be
like
the
Canada
country
or
you're from
something.
That you're
I'm picturing it's Canada. And I'm there. Maybe and you're like, there with your girlfriend. She's hot. She's 18, and I'm there. I'm blindfolded.
Are you?
You're blindfolded.
Are you 18?
And I'm my age now.
Are you conservative or are you?
Cam's always his age.
I'm not very conservative. I'm pretty liberal. I've got some liberal ideas.
Anyway, sorry, you're there with your girlfriend and her friend and her friend's boyfriend.
And then that guy's,
and that guy's
other friend.
Friend who's a guy.
And then, we don't like the other guy.
Well,
we
these two
them.
Guys, I don't know.
We don't like these guys.
And they're, and they're not great
them.
Guys.
They're private school boys.
Yeah.
We hate
kind
them.
Of vibe.
And what do they look like? And what do they feel like?
Yeah. One of them. Okay. Actually, now I think about it.
You're like,
one
in Australia.
Of them,
we're in Australia.
One of them was like a big jockey, kind of like pretty buff dude. Yeah. Like looked great. And the other, you know, so you would have loved the grab
so
of this
I'm
guy.
Feeling like it's really I mean, hard. It's nice to touch okay, a muscle. All right, might be near Bondi or something.
Not much.
Yeah. Oh, I feel the east here.
Didn't real have.
Oh, I feel like we have to cross the bridge.
Oh, now we can do regions.
Sydney suburbs.
Only in Sydney and Newcastle.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Okay. Sometimes Melbourne, I can tell where.
You can have another right. meeting.
You can do inner city Melbourne, surely.
Yeah,
inner city Melbourne.
Sure.
You could actually do that.
Well, the show might get up then because it's localized.
Yeah.
Production levels are going to be much lower. We don't have to fly to fucking
care.
Who knows where.
Who's Estonian and who's fucking Portuguese, man? This show
okay,
sucks.
Who's from Prague and who's from Docklands?
Exactly. That's what we really want to know about.
All right. But, he's this hot guy.
One of them Adonis. And he's... Was this a thing? I
he's
feel like
Adonis now.
No, but he was like, you know, looked great looks and kind great. Of like classic, kind of like sporty dude.
And how do you look at this point in your life? Because
you're
18.
Pretty similar to how I do now.
Okay, yeah, that's good then.
Yeah.
Oh, but just like, you know, a scrawny guy, but fine.
Yeah, but fine.
But yeah, like,
fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm okay. It's fine. But so he's really like
it's
big.
Fine.
Did
you describe yourself to your girl?
I'm fine.
Scrawny but fine.
Scrawny but fine.
End of the day.
Not good but fine. Not bad.
I mean, not extreme enough in any direction to make a joke.
You're
think.
Nothing. You're just not. You're not good. You're not bad. You're blank.
All right, shut up. Let's hear about this other guy. Is he hot or ugly?
Well, this is the thing. Was this a thing? Because I feel like really hot guys, when they were teens, would often have some fucked mate. This guy was like short and kind of a bit chubby and looked strange and had kind of patchy facial
looked
hair.
Strange.
He was a short.
I think he was like a chef's assistant and he was like,
oh, no, that's not good.
He was kind of a bit burnt. He was like,
he's been burnt.
He's got scarring.
Yeah, scars, yeah. It was crazy.
Far out. Yeah.
He stank a bit oily.
Mm. I mean, yeah, I didn't smell him. I made a fucking effort not to.
Yeah, you would. You would.
Yeah, of course.
So yeah, we got, hottie and this gargoyle. Just absolute.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolute the description gargoyle.
And I'm I'm nudging my girlfriend. I'm like, save me.
Jeez Louise.
Save me.
I'm like, come on. These guys aren't hot enough to chat to. This is a disgrace. I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
But point is, we got into it a bit. That was like a moment for me where, like, at the end of the dinner, I was like, we were just arguing about politics there. Like, I was, I forget what happened really. But I remember one point where I called him buddy.
Oh.
And he went, don't call me buddy.
Yeah, that would piss me off. Yeah,
totally. I would hate that now if you called me buddy.
I'm not your buddy.
But
I'm
I think the emojis buddy. Kind of can get approach. If you try and be too cute in an argument, people get pissed off.
And also, the observers turn on you.
Totally.
If you call a guy buddy and he says, don't call me buddy, everyone observing is like, Tom was being a bit glib then.
Welcome to my conversation with my girlfriend after that dinner. For describing the conversation after that dinner.
Like, you're being a bit of an asshole.
Yeah. All I heard was you calling that guy buddy, and I'm like, but I was right from a political perspective.
Yeah, but you were sarcastic.
You were being
incredibly glib.
Pretty cocky. because that's how right people act. People that are right are usually like
that. That's rough.
What were you saying? Were you like buddy? Cute, you think trickle down economics works or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, buddy, blah. And he went, interrupted and said, don't call me buddy. And I immediately went, fair enough.
Yeah.
That felt bad.
Yeah,
I said it, you know, like you've heard it in movies, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fun. It's cool that you've moved on from that.
Oh, for sure.
Because now when I meet someone.
Saying, like, you can't be too cute in arguments because that's what buddy is, kind of.
It's buddy's trying, awful.
Buddy's awful. But if you think about why, it's partly because you're trying to masquerade this kind of serious discussion as being kind of flippant by saying something very flippant. And it's disrespectful to do that because it's like gaslighting almost. It's like, this isn't a fucking buddy conversation. This is like we're talking seriously.
So
I reckon a crazy faced emoji could come off like a buddy in the wrong hands. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's why I thought of it.
Big time. When was the last time you had a face-to-face tense argument with someone?
I don't know why I made so much noise when I was thinking. Like, we're all thinking just then. And I went, so loud.
Because you don't know.
No, I know. Probably like, early this year, I had a big yelling match with someone.
Yelling?
I had one 2 weeks ago.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Who with?
With someone at work. And it was so tense because...
I feel like you have a short fuse.
I do have a bit of a short fuse, which I've been caught out on a few times. What? But I'm also pretty... Awesome. Normally pretty awesome.
And you know that big, thick dick you were talking about before.
But I think you're great, buddy. Don't call me buddy! But I was arguing with a guy at work and it was getting pretty heated. And I was trying to say my thing, but I was also taking my time... saying it because in my head I was like, I don't want to say buddy or something like that. I want to like really think about what I'm going to say.
Can we know what the disagreement is a bit?
The disagreement was, it's so boring and complicated, but I've kind of already spoken to you guys about it, but it was about comedy related things and things that I can do, things that I believe in and stuff.
Like Carlin stuff.
Yeah, Carlin and Bill Hicks and like, you know, the point of comedy.
It's like if you're not saying something, why are you saying anything at all?
I've never been more on your side.
I was taking my time.
To you, I would say.
It was a censorship issue. I was taking my time to say it and he kept interrupting as I was talking and I eventually just snapped and went, let me fucking finish.
Ooh.
And snapped.
It's in a workplace.
This is in a workplace.
It's where people are paid.
And then he went very quiet. I finished my point. And then from that point on, we were like so overly respectful to each other.
Yes, totally.
Because I think I felt as soon as I said fucking in the workplace.
Yes.
I've clearly crossed the line here. And I think he felt... That was like...
He could do a report.
Yeah, something bad's going to happen.
Said fucking in the workplace.
Like something, we're on the verge of something bad happening. So after I said fucking and it was like, honestly, you could hear a pin drop. I said what I'd say and then he went, okay, I hear you and thank you for expressing that. and here's what I would like to say. And he said his thing.
So
and
then he started doing his job better.
But then I started replying like that too. Like I was like, thank you for saying that. And if I may respond to that.
Respecting what you were saying.
But it was weird too, because it was like we were being respectful, but it was fully like there was fear, I think, in both of our voices.
Dude, you need to spend $280, download the masterclass on negotiating that is out there on the internet. It's this negotiator from America or something.
Have you paid $280?
No, but I've watched all the previews. And
you pay the $280. You need to send me that link so I can see it.
And then go back in and talk to this guy, because he started doing the thing that they talk about, like diffusing the situation, not meeting it with the level that you're at, because it's like pouring fuel on the fire.
Changing the energy.
Changes the tone. He changed. You were getting played, dude.
But also, I felt like I was playing him at times too, because I was doing all that shit, like holding eye contact and like.
I disagree. I think you played it very well.
What do you mean? You hold eye? You're supposed to look someone in the eye when you talk.
But like never backing down when I'm talking, all that kind of shit.
But even so, like that outburst, it sounds to me like that was kind of fair enough. If someone's, particularly in a professional context, interrupting you all the time when you're kind of, you're entitled to kind of express your view, you're like talking about something that's occurred or whatever. If they keep interrupting you, like that's inappropriate. They're doing their job badly. And like then you kind of went, what the fuck? And then they started doing it better. So like,
that's true. But I probably shouldn't have said fucking. But yeah, that was the last. And we kind of yelled a couple of times. But yeah, it's a very weird feeling. And it kind of does something to you. You get all pumped up in the moment where you're like, oh, this is kind of exciting and fun and adrenaline. But then afterwards, you're like exhausted.
Yeah.
You know, like after that chat, I was like sitting down like, fuck, I could go to sleep. I'm so tired from holding it together a little bit.
To have arguments in your mind before. And I think that's actually the benefit, because you get less adrenaline. Because if you're actually in emotional arguments, you get a rush of, I don't know, different people would be different, but I get a rush of adrenaline, and then you kind of like.
Yeah.
I don't personally get that angry, but you get a bit, you're definitely like hyped up and you're aware this is like a high stakes situation.
Yeah.
And you don't perform as well under those.
Well, it's terrifying. The few times I've been in arguments, it's more like a surreal out of body experience.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, I'm doing it.
I'm like, it's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
So often you're just walking down the street and you're like, I would fucking say this if to that person.
Like, you're not even present. You just like hear yourself yelling and you're like, fuck, I can't even believe I'm. Yeah, I was like that, but I've had a few arguments in the last year or two just for work things. Mm. But yeah, I'm trying to get, you're right, I'm trying to get better at it and to control myself.
I don't know. I don't think you have a short fuse at all.
I think I do, but it's very rare.
I've seen people with short fuses just that actually have a short fuse.
Well, we have a friend who has a very short fuse.
There's a spectrum between like short and I don't have a short fuse. I've got an example, though, of me getting yelled at out of fucking nowhere, which I might have told you before, where I was, like, surprised as hell and had nothing, but was, like, in the right. When I used to work at this, like, an office, basically doing, like, data entry with a bunch of mates in my early 20s, and there was, like, another office on the same level, and I think they resented there were all these backpackers and kind of people in their early 20s working on the same floor as them.
Yeah.
And I think in general, maybe the bathrooms weren't as like well kept after that had happened, after we'd moved in. But I didn't know that. And I just went in and there were like two little, it was like a very small urinal where that I went basically to the bathroom. And small urinal, there was a guy already there and it would have been awkward to go up next to him. So I went into like a cubicle, didn't close the door behind me and started weeing into the toilet, which is like to
you
me.
You've got to pick a lane because I hate when people do that.
You don't like it.
No, I'm fine with you going into the cubicle to wee, but close the door, man.
I disagree. I think it's normal to leave it open.
You're psycho.
It's like the urinal. What's different about the urinal then? I can see someone's back then.
Because you know what happens? It's like you'll be walking down the line of the cubicles.
Yeah, and you'll see
it's
in
open.
There.
And then you turn into one. And then you're in and you're
and next
fucking,
thing you know, you're fucking some guy.
And then you're there. And could you famously pull your pants all the way down to wee? So you're there, half naked.
You know what's even worse? I'm not famous for that. But I do it. I disagree that you check if someone's there before.
No, you check
turn
as
in.
You kind of
start turning and then you have to back out.
You're
or you go,
stop
you know
fucking guys
cuddle this guy for a bit.
Yeah, exactly.
While he's peeing.
At least that's what I'll tell my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the I feel like one of the first times I ever grew up as an adult, I was at the football, and at halftime I went to go to the toilet, and it was just like 140 men squeezed together like sardines in a urinal.
Yeah. And if that's
and it's like our dicks are all just touching at this point. Like crazy.
It's so close. And I think that's part of it as well. I kind of just by observing behavior in Australia, like you go to America, it's different. They've got little dividers between the urinals and stuff. Like, but here,
I mean, that does happen in
packed in.
What toilet you're going to?
Yeah, it depends. But in this I just think it's normal to not have the door closed. But anyway, point is, I was weeing, and a thing that I used to do at the time was to try and pressure myself and pretend that people were watching me wee.
I did that when I was making off.
No, yeah, exactly. And it's God, and he's like, I want to join in. This might be my next Mary.
I'm so sure.
No, it's good.
Nah, it is all right.
A little bit. You got to work blue sometimes.
You do, and I like to work blue. I haven't worked blue in so long because of the pandemic. Which I'm sure you're across as
big time. I think it sucks. I hate the pandemic.
Deaths abound across the world,
and comics haven't been able to work blue.
They haven't been working blue. They want to work blue.
I miss these late night sets where you go up. There's a weird vibe in the air, and you say stuff. People don't care, and you go a bit dark. And that's been the real cost of COVID. 1-9.
1-9.
1-9. This is like a Blink 182 situation.
Yeah. 1-9.
That is a new. Yeah. That's a first time I've ever heard.
COVID
that.
-19. That's what we're all talking
you're
about.
You're implying that you're mates with it.
Yeah. I'm a guy.
Yeah, I know. You know, I call it something different. Oh, do you not call it 1-9? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Are you still calling it Corona? That's cute. Oh,
that's cute.
Someone said Corona on the news the other day, and I was like, "Come on, we are so
beyond that."
Yeah.
Exactly. You're calling it like a beer, whereas I've had some beers with it. So
yeah,
I call it 1-9 pretty well. I call it 1-9. Point is,
you got yelled at.
Got yelled at. Well, basically, I was imagining because I used to, for a small period of time, have trouble weeing when there were other people there because I heard that was like a being pee shy,
stage fright.
It was a thing. Mm. And then so when that wasn't an issue, I just imagined it was, and then kind of like got through it that way, and it worked quite well. But during that time, I had imagined that man who was just at the urinal had gone around me and was looking at me in the cubicle and was going and watching me piss.
What?
And I was like,
so in your head,
in my head,
he's gone around the front of the cubicle.
I got to get my head around this probably.
To behind me, because I left the door open. In my mind, he was standing behind me.
To help you piss, you thought, I'm going to imagine that he's standing in front of me.
Not to help me, but to help me get through the fear of other people watching me piss.
You picture him making
because that's what happens in these, like, at the footy or whatever. You queue up and then you have to go to the urinal. Yeah. And then people are kind of watching whether you start pissing. And
I don't know if they are.
Oh, they kind of
You shouldn't be looking down the line to see who started.
Not at the line. The people in the line that aren't pissing yet.
They're not looking to see if you started.
Yeah,
they're looking to see if you finished.
I've been in a few situations.
He hasn't started. Not a single drop. He's a faker. Get him out of there.
I've been in situations where it's been one at a time and people are looking and going like,
this guy's not even pissing. What's he doing with his dick out?
Exactly.
He's just getting blood into it.
He hasn't even got
the guy
to
that
begin.
Just goes there not needing to pee and just gets his dick out and waits. Why would anyone ever do that?
Because they're scared. They're pee shy. But they've been waiting at the in the line, and the pressure builds as you're in the line.
Sure. So okay. Saying, so no. All right. Sorry,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. We're
being carried away.
Yeah.
We're being silly. So you imagine that he's staring at you, and that helps you in some way.
That helps you wee.
Yeah.
Right. And that's why you leave the door open.
No,
like
that's not why I leave the door open. Look,
you want
the
someone to
that's
come
a separate issue,
in.
Sam. Yeah. Separate issue.
Exactly. That's a separate issue.
It goes back to how he was raised.
Yeah.
It's just
I mean,
a lot of people do it, and I think it's appropriate. And I think
not
it's
that many people do it. When I see it, I'm shocked that it's still happening.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. So because I'm not shocked.
I see that. I'm like, really?
You go, it's 2020.
But to be honest, now you're saying this, I'm going to change my behavior. Hearing this from you was good
for
me.
So, an argument can change someone's mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Only amongst friends.
So, go back to your imagining.
I'm imagining it, and then I successfully start weeing.
Okay.
And I'm like, I got through that. And, that's how I beat the pee-shy, I think, by the way. It's great.
Awesome. That's great.
Visualization.
And, exactly. And you just kind of like, it's just practice. And so I start weeing, and I'm also listening with headphones, listening to music, so I can't like hear anything. That's just been in my imagination.
Wow, so you're just going in.
It's immersive.
Like you've probably got Metallica or whatever you listen to. Yeah. Just blaring.
You're on this.
You've lost all your senses, and you've left the door open to the toilet.
Oh boy, it's like you're in a fucking flirtation tank. Or
it's a casual workplace as well, in my mind. And maybe this is the problem. But anyway, I turn around, so I zip up. I'm done. I turn around, and the man, some old man who was like 55 or whatever, just who was at the funeral, is standing there looking at me.
Oh my god,
furious.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he's like saying stuff, but I can't hear. So I take my headphones off, and he's like, "What school did you go to?"
Oh, that was his opener.
I'm on your side now. I hate this guy already.
That's like a hey buddy kind
of thing. Class.
What school did you go to?
And I'm like, what? And he's like, where did you go to school? Where did you learn your manners? And I'm like, what are you talking? And at this point, I didn't even think the door open thing was a thing. So I was just... But also, I had been imagining that this had happened. So I was like, did I will this into it?
So you're kind of amazed.
I'm like, what the
fuck? You're like, shit, I did.
And he looked so silly. He was kind of like a tall guy with big glasses. Like, he was a bit like a caricature. And I'm like, kind of like looking around. And then he's just yelling. No, because I was just, and this is the thing. This is a great, basically, he was, then he started saying, people have been pissing on the ground. You're pissing, and I turned around. I hadn't done anything.
He said, look, bad. No splishes, no splashes.
No splishes, no splashes in my case. I checked. But like to get yelled at, and he was like furious.
You're pointing, you're like, come have a look in this bowl. There is no piss anywhere else.
Not even on the porcelain. Exactly. I went straight into the water.
Absolutely. No, I had the seat up. I was doing everything right. But like, I was so blindsided. I didn't have any good comebacks. And like halfway through, a mate of mine did come in and just see me being screamed at by this old man.
So,
but then he left.
So was the school thing, because in his head, people that went to bad schools are pissing on the floor.
He thought that his school, clearly, I don't know what school this guy went to. But
Kings.
Yeah, probably some posh fucking
Knox.
He was told
Trinity,
how to piss properly. And maybe you went to one of these schools if you think that it's so necessary to have the door closed.
No, the doors are just broken at my school. Like, you couldn't shit at my school.
So I
never shat at school.
I've never done a shit in school ever.
No way. No fucking
You just
way.
Would never. Why would you risk that?
I remember one guy shat at school in year 8 and everyone called him Grogan after
dude,
that.
Dude, a kid in
forever.
A kid in maybe year 7, year 8 or 9 did a shit. And everyone was like, he's shitting. And everyone was like, this is crazy.
It's so funny.
And then so someone went into the toilet, climbed above, and then just jumped in there with him while he was shitting.
That's one of those breaks where you're in there and you're like, well, I've done this to myself.
Yeah.
This is not good for me either.
Now I'm part of the story.
Yeah. Exactly.
And not in a good
way. The door and get out.
Now people might start calling me shit smeller or something.
Exactly.
Or
like,
no, it was worth
and
it.
And I don't even get the relief of needing to go to the bathroom. I need to go as well. I've been suppressing it because of bullying and now I'm here. I mean, the smell, it's not even mine. This is terrible.
Did you shit in high school?
I sometimes did. Can I tell you another story from this week, which I was meaning to tell before?
There's nothing I'd love more.
Fantastic. Sorry, I feel like I'm telling too many stories.
No. You've already done the intro to the podcast. So
yeah, apparently this is your
you
show.
If you want to quarterback it, it seems very apt.
I may as well not even be here. Yeah. I've been to a funeral today. I'm off my game. But
doing excuses right now. If Gareth, if you're listening...
Earlier, I think we were doing pretty well. Yeah. Now I feel like my energy has dropped, Gareth. But to be fair, I was at a funeral. Yeah,
so
earlier.
Just maybe think about that with your review.
And also, good on you. You're such a staple in Irish comedy. I think you're so.
No, he's Scottish. He's Scottish. He's Scottish.
Wasn't this chair reserved for someone funny?
Oh, no, I had one other one.
So no one told you life was going to be this unfunny.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. So tell us your other fucking story.
Just have giving it
whatever
nothing.
The fuck this is. Go on. What happened to you this week? You were shitting somewhere and you got screamed at by someone else.
What did you leave
else?
Open when you were doing something you shouldn't have been doing?
Well, I thought it was funny. Why are you angry at me now?
Because it was annoying. I know. It was fine.
All right. Go on.
I thought, was that the big end one or is there another big end one?
There's no end one.
That's I thought earlier you were like...
Oh, yeah, that one.
That's the other one I want to do at some point.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, okay.
And you did it after one of your stories.
Well, you were making fun of me, so I was like, that's a good time to do it. Yeah. I mean, it's all just about getting it out there. It's not actually... I don't want to be too mean to anyone. Imagine if someone actually did tell a story and then you played that. Like, I like the idea of it, but yeah. I don't like the execution.
I did that to Tom Walker
the
other
day.
Can
I have both? I don't know.
I asked Tom Walker a question on the podcast and then he answered it properly. And then I, without even thinking, I was like, we'll cut that out.
That to his face, and he was like, great.
I bet in my head it wasn't even mean at all. And then I listened back to it and I was like, what?
No, we'd already talked about cutting stuff to do? Though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay,
we'd already talked about it being over, and then I think I was like, oh, we're done. And then I think you were like, oh, I wanted to say one more thing, and then you got changed. And then it wasn't as good, and you're like, we'll just cut
it. And he went for 5 minutes answering this question very seriously.
Fuck, to be honest, I hope you cut this out. This sucks. It's post-mortem of some old episode.
Wasn't this chair reserved for someone funny?
Exactly.
I'm going to cut you out. The whole you're out altogether.
No, I'm not, man. I'm in. You can't stop me. Once I'm in, I'm like a bit of rust. Cut I'm in, mate.
He is in.
Okay, so you're on the toot again.
So, no, this is not about me. This happened to a friend of mine this week, and it was funny to me. She called me immediately. I haven't spoken to her in like maybe a month, and I get a call and she's like, Tom, she didn't even say hello. She started telling me the story, right? And she's just bought a house with her boyfriend. Cool.
Wow.
So she's
where at?
I'm not exactly sure.
What'd they pay for it?
She's actually
good time to buy.
It's a good time to buy because of Corona.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually,
which all I hate Corona, but also it is good time to buy.
Yeah. So she is moving in, but she's still at the old place. And her partner was at the new place. And they'd been advised, because it had been like empty for a while, to get the locks changed. So the locksmith came over.
Right.
And was like doing the locks, and then asked the boyfriend whether she could, whether he could, the locksmith, go to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And then the boyfriend's like, sure. And apparently there's two bathrooms, one kind of like the main one, and then they've got like some like outdoors one kind of like out in the back. And she was real mad at her boyfriend because he let the locksmith go and
in the nice one.
In the nice one. And the first person, no one's ever gone there. Like, they've just bought this place. No one's ever
broke
gone
the seal
in
on
there.
It.
Broke the seal on it. And apparently he was in there for a while. And he took a big shit, basically. And like the partner, the boyfriend, went in there and like confirmed like it smelled like and then the guy left and he's done a shit.
Would you remember?
Oh, God.
But then, so I was like, oh, she called
me. Where
could
this story possibly go?
Well, it's funny because I was talking to her and she was telling me that, oh, isn't that crazy? And I was like, you know, like the guy needed to go. Like, it's unfortunate, but, you know, you'll make many more memories in this place.
Oh, you'll do many more shits. Okay. You'll forget about it.
Don't worry.
Shit.
This is early days. It's fine. Yeah. And, like, it's unfortunate, but, you know. Also, don't beat your boyfriend up too much. What's he supposed to do? Like,
go in the backyard. That's what I would have said.
I suppose get him into the worst bathroom. But, you know, like, you know, if someone's at your house and they need to go to the bathroom, you've got to let him.
Yeah, of course.
So, it's not a big deal. So then, apparently, like, an hour after that, she's kind of yelled at the boyfriend because this has happened. Well, not yelled, but, you know, like, she's, you know, she's obviously a bit
she
like...
She said, I want to take the first shit.
Yeah.
I wanted to do it together as a couple.
Exactly.
We take one side each and shit at the same time.
Oh, you sit on it and then I reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect.
And then
probably not the right word.
No, perfect. And then drop...
That's the perfect way to do
drop it.
I can think of more perfect things.
If you wanted to do it, that is how you would do it.
And
I don't
you know
think
what?
You
While
do
you're
it.
There, you know, chuck a root in, you know? Because you're
Cameron, hit the button, Tom.
No. I think it's worth hanging on to that one.
You know,
whatever. Anyway, so go on.
Point is, about an hour after that, there's more delivery guys come over to deliver a couch that they bought. And they're like,
oh, I don't like
one of them longer. Is like, sorry, could I just pop to the bathroom?
And we heard, the about, this we heard like, about this toilet.
The boyfriend is like, no.
Oh.
No.
God.
He banned them.
Because he'd got yelled at for the first time.
Of course. Would you remember that? We used to live in a house and we were there. And do you remember when the roof started leaking?
Sure.
Yeah. And then a guy came to do a quote or something. And then I think it was me and Becky were home. And then he was trying to fix it. And then he's like, oh, I can't fix it. And then he's like, can I go to the toilet?
Mm.
And then he proceeded to do the biggest shit of all time. in that downstairs toilet.
That's close to the action. That's close to
everything. And I remember we were both downstairs and we're just looking at each other being like we're fucked.
You
like
could hear it?
You could hear it. The whole place was like,
well, it just is what it is.
Anyway, so then he gets out of the toilet and then he's looking up with it and he's like, yeah, he goes, yeah, it's like, I don't have the tools for this job. And like leaves. I'm like, so you came in, didn't fix a hole in the roof, did the biggest shit of all time, and then left.
And you know what my favourite bit of that was? Because in that case, he was like, well, he had a look and he inspected the issue, and then he realised that, look, I have some bad news to deliver here, but you know what? I'm not going to tell them because I need something from them first.
Yeah.
Now you don't know whether it's good or bad. I'm going to ask for the bathroom and then come out and deliver the bad news. So if you deliver bad news, you can't then ask to go.
No way. You have to shit first.
Of course. Exactly.
In fact, you should frame it to them. Do you want the bad news or do you want me to shit in your bathroom?
Do you want the good news or the bad news or me shitting in your bathroom first? I'm like, well, I know which one that I don't like. Oh, yeah. That's three. That's the choice. It's like, no, I didn't say that.
All right. I'll shit first.
In. Exactly. Or good news, shit, bad news.
So speaking of your last guest, Tom Walker, who you just talked about, he once shat in my house.
He would do
with the door open.
Oh.
As a bit, yuck. To be fair, I think.
No, that's.
He thought, he was like, this would be funny. Dude,
to be fair to Tom, that is day one at Goliath.
That's yeah, what they and did. You like, know
they
what?
Teach shit with the door open.
Do you have a bell in your house?
It was me and Alexi were there. We were recording a podcast with him. And he went, can I go to the bathroom first? We went, yep. And he just walked down, walked in, started shitting, and we could like hear the splash.
But he's
water.
A mime guy.
And he was talking to us the whole time. And Alexi was like dying with laughter, like doubled over, crying. I was very upset. And then I had to record a podcast even for an hour after
with
that.
With Tom after.
And I was just like, how dare you? How dare you do that?
I think that the whole point of humor.
Okay. Wow.
And go. I read a
That's
book.
The craziest way to frame whatever you're about to say.
No. I read a book actually. And I remember Jimmy Carr had a. About comedy like a decade ago, and Jimmy Carr had a chapter in it, and he was talking about like why people started laughing to begin with, and the reason was because you laugh when you think there's danger, so you're a bit scared, and then the scary thing goes away, so you're kind of relieved, and then you laugh because of that, and that's why jokes kind of establish tension and then release tension, and that's kind of the evolutionary reason why we laugh. And so I feel like humor, the point of humor is that it's like a fake thing that you're like, you're worried about something being dangerous, but then it isn't dangerous.
Okay.
But in this case, it's just fucking, he's just doing the dangerous thing. That's not fun. Like, it's funny to be like, ha, I'm going to kill you. Ha, no, I'm not actually. But it's not funny to just start
killing
you. So it's
funny to say, no, I'm going to shoot the door open.
I'm going to shoot the door open. That's hilarious. But to actually do it, it's like, man, you're a pest. But
in this scenario, Alexi is the audience. I'm not.
But what's wrong with Alexi? That's what I'm
saying. I think Alexi is laughing because it's not his house. So he's like, this is funny to me because imagine if this happened in my house, I'd be so upset and disgusted.
Oh, so this sounds like a, what would you call this? Maybe a prank?
I think it's a prank. I was the victim of a prank.
Back on board.
Yeah.
I like the idea of this prank. Should have just simply had a sign on your bathroom.
I guess if Alexi's laughing, you just push through. Like, it's easy for Tom Walker to be like, I'll start it by pretending to shit with the door. And Alexi just starts cackling.
And then you go, I'm going to keep going.
And you're like, I'm riding the wave here.
Yeah.
And you just do the whole shit.
I think also, though, once you commit to the bit, you can't start shit and then, like, close the door halfway through because you're bumming. Your shit isn't doing as well as you thought. Thought there would be some laughs.
Also, the damage is done.
Any from out there. I think they're either ignoring me or they don't like it. So I'm just going to like slowly close the... That's sadder than anything.
Yeah, you couldn't do the podcast after that. You have to kill yourself in
you
the bathroom.
You come back out, you're like, so yes, now you talk about movies. My goodness gracious me.
I just think it's rude to shit in anyone's house that's not your own. Yeah. That's my perspective. You shouldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't.
We might have talked about this actually already on this podcast. Maybe that first episode we did with Jared, you were talking about shitting heaps.
I was talking about it too much. We got told by a few people.
Yeah.
But no, yeah.
But they didn't review the podcast because they probably wouldn't have given it.
Did Gareth tweet you guys about it? What did he say?
Gareth, the one guy who said positive feedback, has been mentioned 9 times.
Didn't you have him on?
Obsessed, Gareth.
You had him on an episode, right?
No.
Didn't you? You got to get him on.
No, we'll get him on. For
of course. Yeah.
You got to get Gareth on. He's
so honest and so fair in his reviews.
Oh, totally. That's the best thing about him.
And also, really good looking guy, really funny. I really like him. And I can't wait to see what honest review he gives this one. And I just want to say I really like him.
Cam, what would you say to the accusation that you're trying to like butter him up to try and get a good review for this
because
episode?
For some reason like you seem good looking, like to care
what's
about
that
it.
Got to do with it?
Gareth is good looking though.
Totally, but why I put that in like your description of
I'd
him?
I'd say you're being unreasonable. I'd say you're being a Scottophobe.
A Scottophobe?
Oh. Yeah, because I have Scottish blood, Scottish heritage, so does Gareth. Right. We have a connection that way.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you feel closer to Gareth than you think that Tom or I should?
Yeah, definitely.
And
that
your line of humour should align with his more than ours should?
I mean, I just really hope he's fair and honest in his review. And I just want
to
reiterate.
Trying to hold it over.
Great, great looking guy. Awesome dude. One of the funniest guys.
Interesting. So if you're listening, Gareth, you're so funny. And I remember that time in Edinburgh we had a beer and we were like chatting.
Can I tell the true story about Gareth? I woke up one morning and I was like, I'm going to go see Gareth's show in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
And I said, Tom, do you want to go and see it?
Mm.
And you
said, yes.
I would love to. And then Tom and I went together as a duo. Not joking here. We went and we had a beer. We sat in there. The whole time we were laughing. And I remember at one point, Gareth had just hit a massive punchline. People were clapping.
Totally.
You turned to me and you said, you know what? And I said, what? And you said, Cam Jones would hate this show.
Yeah. What? There's no way you said that. That's
what
not
he said.
True. I would love the show.
I remember that, but I also remember a time about 10 minutes after that, you turned to me and you whispered, you connect with this guy more than me.
Yeah, I remember that.
Hang on a sec. No,
I remember that for sure.
Outrageous that you guys are saying this sort of stuff about my best friend, Gareth. And
I mean, he's not your best friend. Well, how could he be your best friend?
I just...
When was the last time you spoke to him?
When he was out here. So when 6 or 7 months ago.
Totally. But then you have that much respect for each other.
But we tweeted just
you're
the other day.
Friends, every time you see each other, it feels like time hasn't passed at all.
Yeah. Unfortunately with you guys, even when I don't see you, I'm always hearing from you because you pop up on my phones. All the
is time. That a problem?
Your phones.
Well, sometimes
you've got multiple phones.
Sometimes you're at a funeral.
Cheating on his wife. On my multiple phones. One's for Gareth, one's for the other. I gotta keep Gareth away from the wife. He's just he's like, yeah, when's the last time you talked to him? Ages ago.
I don't know.
My phones.
My one phone. I haven't fucked him. Why'd you bring that up? Did you? Or did I just think it? Because it's true.
Did I just think about it every day and every night?
Anyway, he probably isn't listening, but if he is...
He'll listen.
He's copped a few mentions.
Can I say, if I was in his position, I'd be chuffed.
Oh, imagine listening. Imagine the dream is if he listened to the first half and was like, not for me, and then never got to this part.
Well, what you got to start doing, and this is a classic podcast trick, is referring to people who haven't been on the show as friend of the show.
I hate that. Everyone does that.
So Gareth, friend, of the show,
friend of the show. I think he's a friend of the
friend
show.
Friend of the show, Gareth War. You know
what's
whoever.
Funnier? Referring to someone who's not invited as a guest as a friend of the show, and then they listen, and then they reach out, and you're like, nah.
Can I say, Gareth War.
Friend of the show.
Gareth.
I'm keeping you on.
You know what's
length.
Good though is if you've got friends of the show, that implies you've got enemies of the show. Who's that? That's what I want to know.
Who would our enemies
Who's enemy
be?
Of the show? Will Anderson, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely.
No, Hamish and Andy. You made fun of them on this episode.
I wasn't making fun of them. I was using them.
You'd love to get.
Maybe I'd call it a highlight.
I reckon the guy who yelled at you on the toilet is an enemy of the show.
He's absolutely
not
an enemy of the show.
He would I reckon he would hear me and I would. Like,
you'd win him
around. Yeah. He'd be like, I still hate Tom, but the other guy's bringing something.
He had the right opinion.
I wonder what school that other guy went to.
And I'll be like, a school you would hate, I reckon.
Oh, we're going to win you over we with the blazer. Toilet opinions, but I'm going to lose you with
don't
the school.
Don't ask any questions about my personal life. I don't think we have any enemies.
No, I reckon if you could, I mean, all our enemies as people are just automatically enemies of the show, I suppose.
Mm.
And that's me just kind of saying
so
to
like
you.
Saddam Hussein.
Absolutely. So, like, dead. We've got
example,
our big hitters.
Enemy of
Can't
the show.
Can't be an enemy.
Though.
He's dead.
Your enemies can you be dead. Trust me. Gaddafi.
That's an easy way to win.
Gaddafi's enemy.
Pick a dead
in the
enemy.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Osama bin Laden, enemy of the show. No. And of the state.
This state?
No, these guys
are not
dead.
New South Wales.
Enemies of the state, no, they do. Yeah, yeah, Queensland hate him. But New South Wales, they don't mind.
We have no stance on the guy. Who else do we hate? Trump, enemy of the... Enemy
he's
of
all right as well.
The pod, for sure.
I don't hate any of these people you've just mentioned.
No, he's an enemy of the show.
Bro, Trump is.
Are you saying...
Are you telling me... I don't want to be a...
Trump isn't an enemy of the show.
I'm saying if Trump wanted to be on the show, in a heartbeat, I would let him.
But well, I didn't specify which Trump. I did not specify which Trump. I meant Don Jr.
Oh.
Who cares about him?
I don't think Don Jr. Does that change it?
I'm a barren man.
You're a Baron Trump guy. He's
you
the hottest
have
one
kids?
For sure.
It's like a woman being like, "I'm barren." You're like, "Yeah, me too, man. Yeah. He's cute." It's like, "No, I can't have children." Yeah.
Oh shit.
Me neither. I've just seen
I'm not
Baron.
Allowed.
He's one
yeah.
of the best children. I don't want to compete with that either. No, I'm barren.
Oh, Carl Baron. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
Baron
yeah. yeah Carl Baron Trump. Is yeah. that a character? That's a character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donald Trump, when he goes through like a... What's one of Baron's classic bits? Going through like a...
Baron Trump's classic bits?
Well, no. So it would need to be one of Carl Baron's bits done by Trump is Baron.
I've got a classic bit of his.
All right. Yeah. Do it as Trump.
Yeah.
And then, and then we end
Trump,
the podcast.
Or as Baron Trump.
As Donald Trump, just for the sake of ease.
I can't really do impressions, but it's like, I was on a plane the other day. I mean, that's my Trump so far. It's
Jeez.
Pretty bad.
It's more Italian-American than I...
Isn't he Italian-American?
Absolutely not.
What's Trump's background?
I don't know, Dutch probably.
All right.
This guy's pro-corona and thinks fucking Trump is Italian. Does this guy read the news?
I am not pro-corona.
I'm getting the sense this guy doesn't read the news.
All I'm saying is that I want Trump on our podcast, is all I'm saying.
So do Carl Baron as Trump, and then that's the end.
Okay, all right. So thanks for listening, Gareth.
This is a great way for the guest to end it. You're like, yeah, so let's... By forcing you to do this thing that probably will be difficult to pull off... That will then be the end.
Imagine listening to this podcast. Tom hijacks the start of it with some fucked intro. And then at the end, the guest wraps it up at the end. All right. So it's like I was on a plane the other day, right?
Do
great plane.
Trump.
The best plane.
There we go.
Oh,
that's
no,
good.
That's good.
Keep going.
Oh, the best plane. The better plane. The biggest plane you've ever seen in your life. Right? I'm on there and this air hostess comes up to me. And, you know, I know air hostesses, right? Like I've flown planes. I know a good air hostess when I see it. And she says to me, she goes, Donald, would you care for an orange juice? And I say, you know, I've been around the orange juice game, and I say, if it needed me.
I turned it down.
Turn it up, hit the button.
Wasn't this chair reserved for someone funny?
So thanks for tuning in. Shout out to Kyra. Shout out to Gareth Waugh, one of the best Irish comedians there is.
Shout out to Carl Baron Trump.
Yeah. All the enemies of the show. All the...
Leave 5 stars on iTunes.
Yeah. Hopefully we get 18, 19 5-star reviews.
Yeah. But no higher than 18. That's...
No. Please.
I don't know if I could handle more than 18.
We want to keep this podcast underground.
Underground.
As always, I will be on in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
I'll be back. Can't wait to chat to you guys. Can't wait to see what other pranks Tom has in store.
Stop taking control.
Cut his
Follow
mic,
Tom Cashman on Instagram and Twitter at Tom_Cashman_2000. Follow Sam Taunton on both those platforms at Sammy Taunts Forever. And follow me at I Am Cameron James. That's my real one.
That'll all be edited out.